100.7 WHUD. Good morning. It's 8:45.
The Westchester Knicks of the NBA's Developmental League host the Maine Red Claws, as in lobsters, at tonight's home opener at the Westchester County Center in White Plains. Former Knicks guard number 20, Allen Houston, is now the GM of the Westchester Knicks.
All right.
Allen Houston, how are you?
I'm great. How you guys doing?
Man, you got a voice for radio. I'm glad you're not in our business.
That's just my morning voice.
Well, yeah, but we work the morning, so I'm glad you're not in our business.
Okay. Well, they say me I got a face for radio, too.
Oh, yeah, right. The first question I have is, you know, Langston Galloway made such a big impression last year for your Westchester Knicks that he's now on the big team and playing big minutes. Who can we look forward to this year to maybe fill that role on the Westchester Knicks?
The goal is for us to create an environment where players that have that potential can step right in if needed. You know, we've had players who came back this year that played last year, Jordan Baczynski and Tanasis Antetokounmpo. We have a very talented player named Dwan Summers, who's been on an NBA roster, who was close to making the Knicks roster, and I think will make an NBA team this year. The big thing, too, is the mental capacity that's needed, because a lot of players that are playing in the D-League need to be ready to come in right away and make an impact and just have the composure and the mental toughness to deal with not being, you know, called to have a lot of minutes, but just be ready.
Be ready. All right. What's the very best part about your job?
Well, listen, I grew up on a basketball court. My father was a coach. And for me, just being able to see the development process, you know, they're professional basketball players, but they're humans, you know, and I think we all kind of forget that there's a human development process that takes place. And we have a campaign slogan, this close. And, you know, we believe that everyone is this close to achieving, you know, some of their goals. Get close to Madison Square Garden or an NBA team is realistic.
Okay, so the home opener's tonight, County Center, White Plains. You're the general manager. Do you actually get nervous before the first play?
No, I think I left that when I was actually had to put my own shoes on. but I do get excited just to see the lights back on, and you know, you smell that popcorn, and it's just a great environment for kids and families, especially because, you know, the venue is an extension of Madison Square Garden, but you know, a lot of people can afford to come to Westchester, and don't if they can't get all the way to the city. It's just a great professional environment, and I just get excited to watch. And the more I've kind of learned, you know, from Phil and Derek and Steve Mills and our staff and our coaching staff, and the more I get to see what we're creating, and I kind of can go back to when I played, and I kind of try to converge those two, and that's really what I get excited about. You're watching basketball, you're seeing these guys fight for something that they love, and you get to see a great fan base to see it up close, and I think that's what's exciting to me.
We're going to the game tonight. You're going to give us some inside scoop. Keep our eyes out for number
35, 43, 20, which is a good jersey number. We have a lot of players that people will kind of be surprised at their intensity and you know, how close they are to being NBA players.
And let me tell you about a little incident with my partner here, Casey, and you. You have some history together.
Yeah. Yes, we do.
We do, okay.
It was about 12 years ago. There was a big expo with the Knicks. I think it was at the Westchester, the mall in White Plains.
Okay.
And you had a huge basketball floor laid out, and you were there to entertain the kids and, you know, do a little PR. And I was sent by the radio station to cover it, and I was terrified because I knew nothing about basketball. And you invited me to center court, and even though I was wearing heels, you asked me to take a foul shot, and I shot it, and I got nothing but net, and I have never been so happy in my whole life.
Well, that's a great story. I appreciate you. You had me nervous, though. That's great. I appreciate it. You know, shooting is a big part of the game, and you know, I'm sure it felt good in front of all those people.
It felt good. I'm 5'2", and I still have the cap you gave me.
Well, it looks like we're gonna have to reenact that at some point.
Anytime.
All right, maybe a reenactment of that shot.
If you're only gonna have one athletic experience in your life. It should be something like that.
I would just like a picture of you standing next to the 6'5 Allen Houston.
I have it. My sister has it. I'll show it to you.
Yeah, we got to put that up. And by the way, the Family Fun Crew will be there tonight. You can register to win a great prize, and then we'll be announcing the winner tomorrow morning, I suppose, right?
With
100.7 WHUD and the Westchester Knicks tonight in White Plains.